You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Some dandelions.
Really?
I had never had such a thing, but she made it. It was stacked in her basement. We drank a glass. It was good.
Right. Dandelion wine. Had no idea.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And it's all right. So you talked to Old York, and you talked to Beneducci. Anybody else?
Yeah, I talked to Joan Shamming, and she runs Balique of Clinton Wines and Gifts.
I know Joan.
Store there that represents Balique Winery down in southern New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But she has some 20 wines on the shelf,
mm-hmm.
and offers tastings and same time. She's also open late on Christmas Eve. Late meaning 4:30, I think she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Christmas Eve, and then reopens again on the weekend, and is open on New Year's Day.
Yep.
Which I believe all of Clinton will be.
Yep.
But she has Balique Winery produces a lot of fruit wines: blackberry, raspberry, blueberry, cranberry, mm-hmm. pomegranate, mm-hmm. Even huckleberry and cherry. They also do an almond wine. So they do all kinds of specialty wines.
Wow. Yeah, I spoke to her, and it was interesting to learn that she's not just a retail shop. She actually is affiliated with that winery down in South Jersey. And so it's...
Yeah, with the winery, as well as the retail shop includes a lot of wine accessories and olive oils. She has... She is good on olive oils. She represents a company, a family-owned olive ranch out of California,
mm-hmm.
Temecula.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they grow the olives and harvest and produce extra virgin as well as others. But the olives that they use are also pressed directly with fruits and herbs. It's not infused now. It's pressed with lemon or orange or basil or
mm-hmm.
cilantro, jalapeno.
Wow.
All kinds of garlic, all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
But she has all kinds of wine accessories, gift baskets, all kinds of things. You can last-minute Christmas gift on Christmas Eve. You can stop by that store and get a case of wine.
It never goes bad. It's always a good gig, always a good gift.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, we have tons of wineries now in the area, and just amazing that it's.
Yeah,
Alba
is just outside the county line there in Finesville, and so is Villa Milagro. They're close by each other there, just over the Warren County line. There are other wineries in the other counties surrounding us, on both sides of the river, of course.
Wow.
But we have, according to Mike Beneducci, we have the right soil and the right slopes,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully the right rainfall, which is crucial. They started gathering wine, the grapes, I believe, in August. Some of the first grapes were gathered, and then September is the big month, and on into October. Some of the wines are made with grapes that stay on the vine a long time.
Right.
I'm not a wine expert, but it's a fascinating business.
Yep. No, it definitely is. And they're all getting together and making it a tourism, an agritourism type business, and that's really cool.
Sure. Yeah, that's coming up in the... I think they have two tours a year, don't they? With one coming up in the spring and one in the fall.
Yeah, usually. It's a neat little activity in... It's trying to reinvigorate our county on a completely different industry.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Sure.
And that's thinking out of the box, man. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's part of economic development. You got to have the small operators to attract the tourists.
That's right.
And the tourists bring in money from the outside. They just don't pass it around between you and me.
Yep. The Leadership Hunterdon class actually did a white paper on the wine industry here. And so that's an interesting read as well. You can go and check that out at hunterdon-chamber.org and look at the 2015 Leadership Hunterdon paper, and it'll give you an explanation of how it grew and how it can be a viable industry here in New Jersey.
Yeah, so. How it continues to grow.
Yep.
There are some related things. Malik does hard apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a new hard apple cider place which took over the old winery in, what is that area? That must be one of the townships there. What was the name of that winery that came and went within a period of, I don't know, 5 years or so? Over on Route 512?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that winery? I can't remember.
There was a Four Sisters or something, or something. Four Brothers?
Four Sisters is in Warren County.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It had an unusual name. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But somebody came and took over that property and is planning to turn it into a hard cider operation, which is related to wine, but not quite.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Bergdahl is facing a court-martial after being captured by the Taliban when he left his post in Afghanistan in June of 2009. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big D coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimote.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At the highest level, advancements in vision care, including contact lenses, are available to everyone.
On game day, vision is everything. Before the ball is even snapped, you're looking at what coverages are out there. You're looking at your quarterback in case he sends a signal your way to change your route, to change play. Alcon Daily Total One contact lenses have just been great. I mean, I've tried a ton of other contact lenses, obviously, in the past. But with these, I don't even feel them in my eyes. For me, playing football with these new contact lenses and allow me to be at the height of my performance.
You don't have to be Vic Crew to take advantage of breakthrough contact lens technology. Learn more about Daily Total One contact lenses at www.dailies.com. Ask your eye doctor for complete wear, care, and safety information.
The Republican campaign field has narrowed. Here's USA Senior Correspondent Jason Burt.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham announced the end of his presidential campaign for 2016. Graham said he now feels confident the Republican Party will stop supporting President Obama's plans.
I'm far more confident today that our party will reject the Obama doctrine of leading from behind and will provide the strong leadership America needs to restore our military, take the fight to our enemies, and do what it takes to make our country safe and preserve our way of life.
Graham thanked his supporters. He told them they could be proud of the campaign. I'm Jason Wirt.
This first full day of winter feels more like the first full day of fall for millions of Americans. Temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s across the eastern half of the country today. Forecasters say dozens, if not hundreds, of record high temperatures will be set this week. Officials at SeaWorld are trying to learn why a killer whale has died. The 18-year-old whale had been ill for several months at SeaWorld in San Antonio, Texas. The 4,600-pound orca died yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon Mobil from starting to lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
It's on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yeah.
Points.
Oh, right.
You
get merit points.
Oh.
Exxon Mobil, the only fuel brands for part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Kelley Blue Book is out with its Best Buy Awards for 2016. The vehicle valuation and information source is naming the 2016 Honda Civic its overall best buy of 2016, along with other winners in 12 major vehicle categories.
It looks great on the outside. Fuel economy is really good. Performance does not suffer at all. In fact, it's a really fun to drive. So it's just a wonderful combination in a vehicle that can be had for less than $20,000.
That's Jeff Nerad, a market analyst for Kelley Blue Book. The categories for Best Buy Awards covered every car size, from small to SUV, trucks, and minivans. The awards are designed to provide service to new car buyers by identifying the best of all available 2016 model year vehicles. Kelley Blue Book market analyst Jack Nerad says the goal of the Best Buy program is to identify vehicle choices that could be best for our consumers.
We look at what folks would typically look at for vehicles in a particular segment. Thus, if we're looking at a full-size SUV segment, we look at kind of different criteria than what you would look for in terms of sports car or you would look for in terms of a small sedan.
This is one of the big features that gave the 2016 Honda Civic the award for overall Best Buy is its interior.
Interior is terrific. You're not going to hear the word terrific in smaller interior. It really is a revelation in small cars. We think it takes the small car category to a new level, really.
More information available at KB.com. I'm Taylor, and this is A-News.
Morning, Ren. This is busy. Come to the chamber dock at 3 offices of 100 Chamber Commerce. 100 Chamber Day by the low due traffic and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake up call, and chamber chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington, it is 44 degrees right now. It's overcast skies. There is some precipitation in the air. We're going to have a 90% chance today. Today is first day of winter. And a steady rain this morning. Showers continuing this afternoon.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.com. hunterdenchamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdenchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. So
you, Mama.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7076. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been numismatist since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Welcome back to Hunterdon HuntingChamber.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Now what's happening? It's pretty sparse out there for the weeks. We got Christmas bird count week finishes up on January 5th. I don't know if any birds went south this year. It's way too mild. It's Halcyon Days finishes up on the 28th. 2 weeks before and after the winter solstice, which happened yesterday. Posadas start on the 16th, goes to the 24th. Saturnalia starts on the 17th and finishes up tomorrow. Gluten-free baking finishes up on New Christmas Eve. It's About Time week starts on the 25th. And Kwanzaa starts on the 26th. For today, not much. It's National Flashlight Day. Not exactly sure why we'd be celebrating that, but somebody wants you to observe it, so National Flashlight Day it is. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 21st that Boy Scouts visit Hunterdon Care Center for the holidays, so we don't forget folks that can't make it out to the concerts, they have them come and visit. Boy Scout Troop 65 of Ringo's recently visited the Hunterdon Care Center in Flemington. Many scouts, leaders, and parents from the troop sang festival songs to the residents throughout the center. Troop 65 meets regularly at the Kirkpatrick Memorial Presbyterian Church in Ringo's. Boys age 11 to 17 can join Troop 65 by contacting Scoutmaster Lorenzoni at alorenzoni at comcast.net or call him at 609-558-4923. So once again, we learn how the scouts continue to press forward and do the right thing for people that we normally forget about and who feel pretty lonely during this time of year. So thanks them and their parents and the leaders for understanding that that's the right thing to do. And the guys learn an appropriate way of giving back. And so that's why that's vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you.
It's December 22nd.
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh. Dog with the Blogs, G. Hennelius, is 17 today. From Rubber, Remy Thorne is 20. Singer-songwriter, Megan Trainor, All About the Bass. She's 22 today. The Sandlot 2, Samantha Burton's 24. Singer of Tattoo, Jordan Sparks, is 26. Final Girl, Logan Huffman's 26. The Secret Life of the American Teenager, Greg Finley, is 31. Easy Anthony Palms is 31. Scott Brum vs. The World, Joe Dinicol, is 32. From Infestation, Brooke Nevin is 33. Nashville's Chris Carmack is 35. All My Children's Amanda Baker is 36. Flag of Our Fathers, Derry Ingolfson is 36. Mia Tyler is 37 from Rush Hour 3. Django Unchained, Omar J. Dorsey is 40. The Blair Witch Project, Heather Donahue is 41. Actress in The Notebook, Tracy Dinwiddle is 42. Model and actress and Girl on the Bridge, singer of Be My Baby, Vanessa Paradis, 43 today. Kick Ass and a Gun for Jennifer, Deborah Twist is 44. Degrassi High, Degrassi The Next Generation, Pat Mastroianni is 44. Starship Troopers, Dina Meyer is 47. The Young and the Restless, Past Sins, Laura Lee Bell is 47. 48th birthday of Chiara Caselli from My Own Private Idaho. It's the 50th birthday of Sergi Lopez from Dirty Pretty Things. Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows, Part 2, the Grand Budapest Hotel. Ralph Finians is 53. Hola at Cha Homeboy. Luther Campbell's 55. Lenny Von Dolan is 57 from Electric Dreams. Star Wars Episode 1, remember that one? That's Hugh Quarshie is 61 today. Good Times and Caution. Bernadette Stannis is 62. Best in Show, Jay Brazu is 62. Love Actually, 1984, Gregor Fisher, 62. Heat and Rush Hour, Dan Martin, 64. Golf Champion, Jan Stevenson, is 64. L.A. Confidential, Graham Beckel, is 66. Cheap Trick guitarist, Rick Nielsen, 69. Former ABC News anchor, Diane Sawyer, 70. Baseball Hall of Famer, Steve Carlton, 71. And The Princess Diaries, Pretty Women, Hector Elizondo, is 79 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hernschumer.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right. It's time for us to take a break. We'll do the quick news, and we'll get Michelle Heide on, and we'll talk to her about the market's upside yesterday and why that happened right here on Good Morning Hunter and HunchamberRadio.com.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on, now make it stop.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Las Vegas Metro Police Chief Joseph Lombardi says it will be very difficult to figure out what caused Lakeisha Holloway to allegedly drive onto the sidewalk and hit almost 40 people on the Las Vegas Boulevard.
The intentional act that occurred on the boulevard is going to be very hard for us to explain at face value.
The department says, though it does not believe this was an act of terrorism, it has not ruled out the possibility because police do not have a lot of information on Holloway. A Baltimore police officer accused of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Freddie Gray will be retried next summer. Officer William Porter's first trial ended in a hung jury last week. His retrial is due to start on June 13th. The newest Star Wars movie is setting records that are even surprising the studio that produced it. Star Wars: The Force Awakens did more than $500 million, $529 million to be exact, in worldwide box office receipts during its opening weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Daly's Total One Contact Lenses. Professional football player Victor Cruz relies on his vision to perform at the highest level. Advancements in vision care, including contact lenses, are available to everyone.
On game day, vision is everything. Before the ball's even snapped, you're looking at your defender. You're looking at what coverages are out there. You're looking at your quarterback in case he sends a signal your way to change a route or to change the play. Alcon Daily's Total One contact lenses have just been great. I mean, I've tried a ton of other contact lenses, obviously, in the past. But with these, I don't even feel them in my eyes. For me, playing football, with these new contact lenses is going to allow me to be at the height of my performance.
You don't have to be Victor Cruz to take advantage of breakthrough contact lens technology. Learn more about Daly's Total One contact lenses at www.daly's.com. Ask your eye doctor for complete wear, care, and safety information.
The Republican campaign field has narrowed. Here's USA Senior Correspondent Jason Wirt.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham announced the end of his presidential campaign for 2016. Graham said he now feels confident the Republican Party will stop supporting President Obama's plans.
I'm far more confident today that our party will reject the Obama doctrine of leading from behind and will provide the strong leadership America needs to restore our military and take the fight to our enemies and do what it takes to make our country safe and preserve our way of life.
Graham thanked his supporters. He told them they could be proud of the campaign.
Alright, it's time to talk to Michelle. We got Michelle Heide on the phone, and we're going to talk about the markets, investment update. And good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm all right on this foggy day.
Yeah,
foggy. They didn't need that. Here we are, the week of Christmas, and listening to some of the forecasts.
Sandals and shorts.
Exactly. Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah, Santa's not putting on the red suit this year.
Nope,
way
exactly.
Too warm. Way too warm.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right, let's see. Let's talk about the markets. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was an interesting day because, you know, initially it looked like the market was going to open greener, and it did. And then as we got throughout the day, it was down quite a bit. Then by the end of the day, it ended up higher. It was just interesting because there wasn't necessarily any one catalyst. I mean, if we look at last week, obviously last week was a bit of a rough week as far as the volatility goes. Yesterday was looking a little bit brighter, like I said, initially, and then we had a little bit more selling going on. But then by the end of the day, a little bit more buying going on. But the key focus now at this point, now that we're past the Fed meeting, is oil. You know, and the interesting thing with oil, talking about weather, the fact that we're, you know, in a very mild weather pattern, the fact that we continue to have ballooning supplies of oil, you know, makes one think, well, gee, we're not necessarily going to see oil, you know, going back to where it had been or anywhere near where it had been, and it could possibly go as low as 20. I mean, I think a week ago I mentioned there was a headline that Goldman Sachs came out saying, hey, you know, here's why we think we might see oil at $20 a barrel, and now that we're inching closer and closer to that, even though this morning oil was up a little bit, you know, it could be a possibility. There were just some analysts chatting on Bloomberg that I was listening to covering oil, and basically they said, you know, from 1980 to 2000, we were in a bear market for oil, and looking at some of the different things at this point, they feel like, you know, that we could be in another one of those periods where we're going to continue to see flattening. So again, not much on the upside, but potentially a little bit more on the downside before we see things stabilizing. And so oil's been driving the global, you know, the most recent volatility because obviously the concerns related to how is that going to affect everything globally.
Right.
We just had the U.S. GDP data coming out. We had the third quarter final GDP figure coming out. It came in at 2.0. They're expecting 1.9, so, you know, a tad bit, you know, better than what they were expecting, but nothing, you know, nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that came in again at 2.0. At 9 o'clock, we have the housing price index. At 10:30, we have existing home sales. In corporate news, let's see, we had ConAgra coming out with their earnings. They came in 2 cents below estimates, you know, citing the continuing strength of the U.S. dollar. We have GE. We've talked about GE, you know, frequently lately. They're selling off another unit. They're selling a 23.3% stake in their Hyundai Capital business to Hyundai Motors. So they're continuing to remove themselves from some of the you know, banking, financing related arms. Again, they're a huge conglomerate. They've got many different business units, but that's always interesting to keep an eye on. But right now the futures are looking a little bit brighter. You know, here we are the last two trading weeks of the month. We have the markets closed on Christmas. The markets are closed on New Year's. Anytime you have the markets closed, even if it's for a good reason, you know, being the holidays, you know, sometimes you can see a little bit more volatility, and some lightning in trading, going on. So we'll see. I mean, there is still a little bit of time to squeak out a Santa Claus rally, but I'm not sure that there's necessarily any driving factor out there, especially because you're finally starting to hear some of the, quote unquote experts giving their predictions for next year. And there, I haven't really seen anything overly rosy and sunshine like for next year. So we'll see.
You know,
we shall see.
When, you know, when you have a drop like we did last week, when is there, quote unquote, a Santa Claus rally? I mean,
right, exactly. It would have to be one heck of a rally.
man, 'cause, you know, yeah, if we started now, you have, what, 5 days of trading tops?
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
You know, what are you getting out of that? Especially if you were in the market last week when everything went nuts, so.
Right, right, exactly.
All right, well.
Exactly.
Very good.
But it's an interesting market for short-term for traders because,
yeah.
Where do you go?
I don't
know. That's a mission we have, yeah. You know, even for long-term investors, you know, and people's, you know, attention span, you know, it's been obviously a very flat to negative year, and people are actually like, oh my gosh, should we do something different? You know, but what would you do different? Where
right.
else are you going to go?
That's,
you know?
That's exactly the point. Where, what would you have purchased?
Yeah.
Because,
right.
It's an interesting thing. When I don't have to talk to you, I go to CNNMoney.com to kind of grab my information. And
right.
the front page of the market, the part of the website, has the last soldiers. What I found interesting the last couple of months that I've been doing it is the majority of the sectors actually were doing quite well for the last 3 months.
Right, right.
So as we drop off the huge volatility that took place back in the summer. Now, if you had gotten in somewhere around, I guess August or September, you'd be doing pretty well.
Right, right.
So I know hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
It's easy to sit there and say, you know, how could you have missed that? No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying that. You know, given what's been going on the last couple of days,
right.
you got to look at the overall picture and see how it goes. And what I do is when I get some time, I'll go back and I'll say, now, what was my thinking at the time? And,
right.
You know, why did I make the decisions I did? And see if I can learn from it.
Right, right.
So.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to.
All right.
See what's going on with the charts here, but it's been taking me a little while to get it up here while I get the charts
yeah.
up here while I was talking to you. But yeah, I don't have all my indexes here today, so
okay.
we'll have to do
yeah.
it a different time. But
exactly.
all right, so it's oil all again, right. and the GDP came
oil
in.
Again. GDP came in pretty much in line with what they were expecting, you know. So we'll see what the housing numbers look like at 9 and 10:30, and then we'll just see where the psychology takes us.
Yep.
Very interesting, yeah, because you know we're approaching the end of the quarter, the end of the year. So you know, any last minute tax move that both individuals and fund managers decide to take, you know, also can, you know, create a little bit of volatility in different sectors. Yeah. So we shall see.
Yeah, now I got the charts here. It's interesting. We had we've had this stair-stepping effect going on for the last, for three rounds now. It happened on November 4th, happened again in December 4th, and now December 17th. So November 4th was the high. December 4th, just a little bit lower. Now December 17th, a little bit lower. So I don't know what's happening. It's kind of creating this this V pattern, and it's getting squashed. And so it's either going to be a breakout, or it could break downside. I don't know, but we'll see. Very well. Yeah. So it's I'm still sitting on the sidelines, waiting for the world to figure it out. But it'll get there eventually. All right, Michelle.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. All right. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Thank you. Actually, I must have forgot. Tomorrow I have my son's little holiday brunch at school since I'm room mom of this class. I have to be there early. But are we on Thursday?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure if you're doing a show on Christmas Eve or not.
I don't think so. But
okay.
You don't want to look impressive and talk on the radio in front of all your son's friends? Wow, you'd be like selling autographs and stuff.
That's true. Yeah, we could have set up to do a live show from this couple.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next.
You too. Have a great Christmas, and we'll chat on Monday.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye. It's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony are on today at 11 o'clock, excuse me. And they have Michelle does the market update for me on Good Morning Hunter and Hunter.com. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Get Now War On. Because Missed Al yesterday.
Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI. The national alliance programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
It's time to speak with Al, a special edition of Business with Al, because I didn't get him on yesterday. We got Al Moore on today, so I get you. Anyway, good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing very well, sir. Thank you. So how are you enjoying the mild Christmas this year?
Well, I keep looking out the door expecting to see snow, and not a flake has fallen in my area.
Yeah, nope, nothing right now. Santa Claus is coming in a Speedo and sandals, I think.
So, I have trouble remembering a Christmas as mild as this, other than where I grew up, which was always mild. But
right. When you were
this is unusual.
Yeah. Well, I remember about 4 years ago, I was playing golf on New Year's Eve. And I was here. That was in New Jersey and at Highbridge Country Club. And, you know, the last couple of years, we've been hit with Irene and Sandy and the really long winter last year that didn't, when nothing ever melted. So
yeah, never turned loose.
Yep.
So. But this year, I suppose we have, I think it's El Nino. We have El Nino. For this.
Yep.
I don't know. I can't keep up.
Yep. All right, so you always publish an article, and then we kind of delve into the details. So what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, well, it's holiday time with Christmas and New Year's, and I thought it's a good time to talk to the wineries.
Okay, talking to wineries.
Yeah, they need a little boost in the holidays, and wine is always good to toast each other with or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I talked to... Mike Beneducci at Beneducci Vineyards.
Okay.
And they this is one of the newest wineries around. They planted their first vines in 2009 and opened the winery in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike says they had their best harvest yet.
Wow.
Past 2015, this past year. So they're busily... putting the wine away and letting it age or selling it or whatever. I suppose he had a lot to say about the area here. He thinks that Hunterdon is right at the forefront of a wine explosion in this area, and it has to do with the soil and the slopes and so forth that... He said his soil there is deep and well drained, and no irrigation is necessary.
Right.
But they're located right next door to Sky Manor Airport.
Okay.
There at on Jeremiah Lane.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very much. What's the word here? Enthusiastic about going wineries in this area going forward.
Yeah, I did a show over at Unionville a couple years ago, and I was really surprised to hear that same mantra that the soil is very conducive to winemaking, and they feel like an arrival. And in fact, I think they have rivaled in a number of categories, California.
Yeah, exactly. They've won all kinds of medals at Unionville. It's popular. It's a big winery, and Pop been there a long time and is popular.
Yep.
But Mike Beneducci says that they just released their 2014 Gerwitz Tremina. I have no idea if I pronounced that correctly, but it's a German-type wine, which is dry and crisp and but they also do other Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon, dry Riesling, all kinds of other wines, whites and reds.
Right.
They do what they call a three windows white, which is a cold fermented and aged wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then a shotgun red. Have you been there?
I have not been to Beneducci's. No.
I've been to Beneducci. Well, they have wine tasting available every Wednesday through Sunday, starting at noon. You don't need to make any reservations. You just go.
Wow, I don't know how I'd fare if I started at noon. That would that wouldn't be a good idea. Wow,
you and me both. Yeah. They do some limited production wines. One is called Blue Two, and one is a Tuxedo. I don't know. They have several different. They have a list. You can go on their website, BeneducciVineyards.com, and find it. But they have a big tropical oasis greenhouse that they hold the wine tastings in, and every Saturday and Sunday they have live music.
Yep.
So since Christmas is on a Friday, and they're closed, of course, on Christmas Day, but on that weekend following between Christmas and New Year's, you can go and listen to some classic rock band music on Saturday. After Christmas, While you sip your wine.
While you sip classic wine and classic rock. Okay.
There you go. The two pair well together, I would think.
Maybe. Maybe. Wow.
Anyway, I also talked to old York sellers. Of course, they've been around for some time. And Jennifer Tanner said that they have decorated the place for Christmas all over the place, and they're open every day, including Christmas Eve and the weekend after, but of course they're closed on Christmas Day.
Okay.
They're also open on New Year's Day and that weekend, which is the following.
Great.
But,
They've
recently brought home the gold medal from two different competitions for their 2013 Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm. You pronounced that right.
They do dry whites and dry reds and off-dry and semi-sweets and dessert wines and even a sparkling wine, all kinds of things they do there.
Yeah.
You can find, of course, their full list on the website, oldyorksellers.com.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have been there, and they have a nice couple of buildings there where you can hang out and near a fireplace.
Yeah.
It's very, very pleasant. And they
the fireplace, in fact, you can go on the Saturday and the Sunday after New Year's Day, that'll be next weekend, and they'll have music in the Vista Room and mulled wine by the fireplace. And
nice.
If it ever gets cold this year, this would be a good place to warm up.
There you go. And they tend to do a lot of little neat activities like yoga and chocolate tasting. So it's really cool.
Yeah, they do all kinds of activities. They go on their website and you can get a complete listing. I don't think they have yoga during the holidays here, but January it will, I suppose, start up again.
Okay.
They also do custom label wine bottles, which is very popular. Corporate gifts or special events that organizations or businesses want to commemorate, you can put your logo on the wine bottle. You can email them all kinds of artwork, and they have a specialist there who will make up the label and have it ready for you.
Neat.
For all kinds of custom label gifts.
Mm-hmm.